T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to Tommy Hutton for joining the show.
Love that dude.
I love that dude, too.
I love watching. You know why I like watching him? He keeps it real.
Keeps it real, dude.
Keeps it real. If you slipping, he going to let you know. He ain't pulling a Tobin.
What does that mean?
Kind of uncalled for.
What was that?
He ain't pulling a Tobin with the complaining and all that stuff.
My favorite call was the one when Jose hit that home run on his last
day of the season.
Yeah,
I was actually in the booth for that. Me, Zazzle, and Joey were all visiting Rich Waltz at the time. But that actually, we were there for that. That was cool.
So, we were just having this conversation, me and Steven. He was talking about the Intangibles potluck downstairs.
Well, I was basing it off what you told me we had downstairs.
Oh no,
I haven't seen it yet.
You're accurate.
Okay.
There's 27 forms of salad.
Okay.
Green bean salad, fruit salad. Somebody dressed up a turkey and with a honeydew melon.
Isn't the point of a potluck? Everybody says what they're gonna bring, so you don't overlap too much.
Yes.
Clearly, no one read the email.
JFig, how many salads are down there?
Honestly, when I went down there, I was looking for a cup. I wasn't even looking for food, and then I got kicked out. So.
There's all kinds of salads. So I knew, because somebody was bragging about them, that there was some Swedish meatballs down there. They tried to get rid of me.
Obviously, they did not.
I only went to look for a cup, and they were like, oh, come back at 12 o'clock, and this man has a whole plate of Swedish meatballs. Yeah.
Based on the toothpick, I'd say they failed.
They told me to come back at 12. I'm like, really?
Oh man! I just realized he had a toothpick in his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not celebrating Dusty Baker.
You know what? There is a bunch of salad now. That
yes.
I'm looking. Surprise salad, potato salad,
green bean salad,
avocado salad, cranberry
meat?
Salad.
Yeah, what I'm saying. The only meat was the
salad
Swedish
and dressing.
Meatballs.
Man, that's something. Hey, we're giving you a chance to win 2 tickets at a parking pass. See the
Nobody
Dolphins.
Nobody did a turkey, huh?
Play the Texans. Somebody had to bring a turkey, huh?
No.
What?
No sweet potato pie?
Any sweet potato pie on the list, JFig?
There's only medianoche sliders, cheese and meat platter, deviled eggs,
cheese and meat
balls.
What's that, a charcuterie board?
And a charcuterie board.
Can I tell you appropriately?
Yes, I'm not going to even try. I give up.
Appropriately, deviled eggs, they can go to hell.
Hold on. First of all, if you're doing it in a big room, whoever's eating deviled eggs is going to blow that room up.
No doubt.
Like, deviled eggs is a crowd
disperser. Yeah.
So I kind of see that I'm order some lunch.
All right.
So the meatballs were they good?
Yeah. It was the only sign of meat down there. Yeah.
Maybe they're hiding it because they
saw us coming.
Because it's just supposed to start
saw
now, right?
Coming.
Once they saw me, I think they got mad at JFig just because.
Want to do a live?
I
report?
Just wanted
guilty
a
by
cup.
Association.
You want to go do a live report, JFig? Can you see what we got going on in the potluck down there? Bring a phone.
Well, she's looking at the list now, but
do you want
it's,
me to?
It's a nice spread. Like, they got a long table. Mm. It's they got, you know, everything around the table.
I'm sure.
But it's all
live?
Salad. It's
I'll
all
go
salad.
Live downstairs right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Go live investigation, JFig. See what they got.
Just go
right now.
Yeah, right now.
Just go over to the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, get yourself and get your cup.
You look, there's a dog here, by the way.
My poor cup.
There's a dog. Oh yeah, people bring their dogs here, man. It's a new day, new dawn.
He's gonna
anyway.
Hey, I got bit.
By who? The chocolate dog?
No.
Who?
By Amanda's dog.
Oh. Was it really a dog though?
It was like a little bitty dog.
It's a tiny one.
She's like, go pet him.
I can't see.
I'm like, I don't know.
I can't see Amanda having
said,
a big
wait,
dog.
Take your
wait.
Dog to work day. What is
no,
this?
No, I said I don't know, Amanda.
That's a thing now.
We, no, I know.
It's like a post-pandemic work culture. You can bring your pets.
I say I don't
bring
I
Sunny
don't,
Bunny.
I can't bring Sunny Bunny.
I'd like to hear.
I can't bring Zeus.
I
can't you know
bring
why?
Scooby.
Can I tell you why? Because Zeus sees trees and he think he could pee.
I mean, we
it don't even matter if it's real trees.
I mean, we barely have trees here.
Yeah, those trees. I mean, they really should take those trees out of here.
It's a fire hazard.
Remember the guy used to come like every other day?
It does look
they
like a wildfire.
They just quit paying him.
Anyway, we're giving you a chance to win tickets and a parking pass to see the Dolphins play the Texans on November 27th. Text the word safety to 20357. That's safety to 20357. If your name is picked, you win. Standard data message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Sponsored by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Go to finscu.com today. That's fins with an F, cu.com today. Where was he going? Oh, he's closing the door.
I thought
the dog
he was
going to
go do the live report.
I thought he was going to go do the live report too, J-Fig.
Y'all don't want to see. Here's the problem. Reason why I can't do a live report.
Yep.
Because everybody's like, Leroy, calm down. You talk too loud. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not a whisperer. Sorry.
I'm kind of scared to go live down there and then I get like words that should not be on
I understand.
Air.
Yeah, some yeah. cursors. That's fine.
I'll
probably.
Take a video when
that's why we
there.
Have you. Better judgment. We get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
The Panthers back in action tonight against the Dallas Stars at 7 o'clock. Are they honoring Luongo tonight, Stun Steve? I thought somebody
they
texted
are,
that
actually.
In.
Actually, they're going to be giving away free little sticks.
That's cool. My daughter would really like to go to that game if she knew. If I knew about that.
She loves
Roberto Luongo. She had a beef with Bobrovsky to start off. That's why, because he's not Roberto.
No, that's why. That's why.
No, that's
why.
I mean,
why she should have had a problem with
well,
him.
Well, no, because I was like, oh, well, I explained to her, because we went to the game. We went to Roberto's last game, and then we went to the game where he got honored. One of the games he got honored, and she goes, well, where is he? I'm like, well, he's not playing. He's, you know, so she was upset. And then I said, we got a new guy, Bobrovsky. I'm talking to him. And she goes, I don't like Bobrovsky because he wasn't Roberto. It also happened to coincide with his worst season.
And he was tiny, and Roberto's a big dude.
Dude, isn't it crazy? Remember when we saw Roberto Luongo? Was at the Jeff Conine event?
Bow-legged Lou?
He walks like a sheriff.
Yes.
I mean, they're like crouching the whole time.
Bob doesn't walk like that.
But he's bow-legged.
Because he's not good.
He's
that's not true. Don't say that. 41 he's, saves last game.
He's extremely bow-legged.
Sorry. That was uncalled
for. Let me ask
you
something. You still hate him? Yeah, you.
Do I hate Bob?
Yeah.
You
warmed up at all?
I'll tell you
a
why.
A little bit.
When
I found out that me and him share the same birthday, I kind of have to like
him. Oh, wow.
You want me to tell you why the feelings about him linger?
Mm-hmm.
Because of Spencer Knight.
Well, and
yeah,
also
the kid's good, man.
Yeah, he's good, and he makes a ton of money, and people want to spend that money on other players.
Right,
I get it.
I mean, he wasn't called five gold Bob or four gold Bob.
Right,
for
he was
nothing.
Four gold Bob 1 year.
1 year, that's all it takes.
But he's been decent.
Wait,
he was good last year.
Can't be decent, man. With all that money he's making.
Let me ask you.
Really good last year, though.
Let me ask you a question. What happened to Jameis Winston when he became the first 30-and-30 guy?
Rats off a ship.
Okay.
But Jameis Winston didn't have a no-move clause. It's not his fault. Blame Bob's agent. Bob's agent's amazing.
No.
He not only got 70.
It's the Panthers' fault.
He got a 7-year, $70 million deal. No move. No transfer clause. And they have a very hard cap in hockey. It's not his fault.
What is the salary cap?
I don't know. I don't know hockey rules. But I know that he. I know because I've heard people just yell at me on Twitter. Because I like him is that
$10 million a year.
$10 million a year can't even move him.
Is it just Robbie sending you that?
Because he can void any trade he wants. And let me tell you something, Bob likes living down here. He likes lives on that water. Oh, Bobrovsky ain't going nowhere. Oh, you want to move me to Calgary? Send Huberto. Suckers. Anyway, that gets going tonight. You can hear that here on WQAM. The Heat They are they lost last night, 112 to 104 to the Raptors. No Bam Adebayo. Tyler Hero did not travel, so that's not great.
Is Bam didn't go either.
No, Bam was there, but he did not play yesterday.
Could have used him.
You basically could have used anybody who was over 6'5".
Anybody. Would have been anybody. Nice.
Which is why I keep asking about Jovic.
I know. They started him.
You know what? Sometimes just being tall is a deterrent.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Because you're saying if he was 6'5", Spo would let him cook?
No. I'm saying sometimes being tall is a deterrent for all these guys that feel all willy-nilly with going to get rebounds or just shooting in the paint.
I get you. Got Thursday night football tonight. It is Titans and Packers. You got anybody in fantasy tonight? Derrick Henry?
Alan Lazard.
Oh, all right.
Got to tell you.
Not into this one tonight?
I wish the Browns in the last 5 or 6 weeks had played football like Tennessee.
Just man's football.
Nobody would be mad at the style of football you play if you're winning. Right? But Tennessee is still doing it the same way with the same people. It is unbelievable.
You know what I'm going to do when I get to Tennessee next week? I'm going to roll down my windows and be like, "Hey, how you like that Tannehill?" I just keep driving.
Well, here's the problem. He is a viable NFL quarterback.
Sure, he's viable.
He's just not.
He's fine.
Elite.
No, he is.
That's what we were saying the whole time he was
here.
He's
fine.
We know that. He's fine.
Yeah, but how many elite quarterbacks?
You know what he is?
How many elite?
I'll tell you what he is right now. You want to know what he is?
5 elite quarterbacks?
Leroy, you want to know what he is?
What?
He's the Swedish meatballs of NFL quarterbacks. That's what he is. It's fine.
Oh, but Swedish meatballs, like, that's a go-to.
Not a go-to meal.
No, you don't eat Swedish meatballs as a meal.
You're just like, Swedish meatballs? I'll give it a try.
I was just going to say he's not Tua. Well,
hold on. First of all.
Tua's the turkey, dude.
First of all, it don't matter what is in place of those Swedish meatballs. You would say the same thing. I'll give it a try. I'll kick that. I'll kick that can.
Imagine having Swedish meatballs for 7 straight years, though. You get so sick of Swedish meatballs.
Point for Toby!
Swedish meatballs. Listen, here's what happens. When you go to tailgates, Swedish meatballs. When you have a little gathering or something, Swedish meatballs, right? But you ain't talking about on Sunday. Ooh, what you cooking? Swedish meatballs. No. It has to be some type of get-together for the Swedish meatballs to come out. So, no, I'm not. You can't. No. Who would eat Swedish meatballs every day? Unless you go to IKEA.
They don't do that anymore.
Do what?
The Swedish meatballs, like the little samples as you walk by.
No, you can buy them, J-Fig. You talk about getting free Swedish meatballs.
Well, if you guys have Ryan Tannehill in fantasy tonight, good luck. That fantasy update brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka makes the good stuff for good times. You got Tito's down there?
Huh?
They got Tito's down there?
If you look hard enough.
Anyway, listen, find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com.
There was a lot of salads.
I don't know why I want to drink today.
I don't know. You've been saying that.
Yeah, all day. Dude, there's a lot of
I feel like in
salads.
Vacation mode. That's why.
Yeah, I see.
Already,
like everybody here has kind of got me like, I'm out of here.
Really?
Yeah. One more day. Huh? Yep. And I'm going moonshining.
Are you coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
You have to go to the distillery.
Oh, I'm going.
You better.
I'm distilling everything.
Are you going to Pappy's?
I don't know what that is.
Pappy's is the most expensive liquor there is.
I told you, yeah. I was going to get you Papi Chulo.
Pappy Van Winkle. They're all there.
I want Papi Van Ginkle. Are you going to make it to 2?
No.
Minus 1.
Dude, that's terrible. What are you doing?
I wanted to give you a point, but I don't know.
No, he has his own liquor. It'd be called Papi Van Ginkle. Conor McGregor has his own whiskey.
Dude.
Why can't Andrew Von Ginkle have his own moonshine?
Wait, Pappy Van Winkle is the Rolls Royce of whiskeys.
Andrew Von Ginkle looks like he brews his own whiskey.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, dude.
He looks like he when he go to in the woods to make moonshine, he, come in, he coming out with a little grass.
Based on our conversation with Zach Sealer, do you think that he and Andre Von Ginkel have drunk in moonshine together?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
while sitting in the little shed, duck hunting.
Aww. Straight out the bathtub.
No, they got their little moonshine jars. Look, I'm from Louisiana. You know, if you go anywhere where there's a dirt road, you can get you some good shine.
we'll take a break. When we come back, Mario Cristobal basically tells parents to shut the hell up. That's next.
Who?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Tonton.
Yeah, you know me, baby. Grandma, back at it again. We took it. Invite me. Just bought me. Invite me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM, taking you up until 2 o'clock. Let's get you the injury report brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. There's no injury report. The Dolphins are off this week. Mike McDaniel, questionable, resting his ass cheeks in a hammock. Tua Tagovailoa, putting his feet in the sand. Like probable going to a golf course.
McDaniel can put that wheelbarrow to rest this week.
I know. He can lay it on down. I love the fact that at the one point, though, in his Monday press comments where he goes, you know, maybe by the end of the week I'll sneak out to work so I don't have to do so many chores. Nice try, dude. First of all, you don't announce that. If you got to pull that move, that's going to get back to the wife, all right? You need to pull that as a sneak attack if you really want to get out taking out the trash. Second of all, I'm pretty sure she knows that you've already prepped. Like, you know, she also could probably just go to you and go be like, you need 2 weeks for the Texans? Really?
What are you doing?
She's like, hey, how about this? Hey. How about you go rake some leaves, McCoachin? Hey. Do you think McCoachin still has to rake leaves?
No, we don't rake leaves here.
We don't rake leaves here. What the hell's wrong with you?
I rake leaves.
You do?
Yeah, I have some big trees. All right, everybody doesn't do what I do.
We do sweep the backyard.
All right, what about? Do you think he has to clean the gutters?
Nah, he doesn't
clean
do
the gutters.
That.
Yeah,
never clean the gutters.
Really?
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Like the lawn guy does that?
I don't know who does it.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy to clean.
He doesn't have. He has like palm trees around his house. He doesn't have trees. That's why I have trees.
I cut all the trees.
All right. Do you think that he hoses down his patio?
I do that. Well, here's the deal. Because I have three generations of the same person, and I tell them that, and they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I'm doing something, they all want to be the foreman.
Oh.
So, like, I'll be minding my own business, not ask for any help, and one of them, either my mother-in-law, my wife, or my daughter, will come over and start giving me suggestions of how to improve what the hell I'm doing without even really knowing what I'm doing.
Hmm.
But the solution is nobody likes pressure cleaning and nobody likes washing the back patio. So if ever I just want some alone time, I put my earbuds in, I grab the hose.
You like alone time?
Huh?
You like alone time?
Dude, I deal with you 4 hours a day. Everybody needs alone time. The hell you talk about?
Somebody who also may need alone time is Mario Cristobal.
Oh, dude. Wait, is there any coach? Like, I've seen coaches struggle, and I've never felt bad for him. I want to go down to the University of Miami, walk into his office, and give him a hug.
Really? He doesn't seem like a hugger to me.
I mean,
it's because he looks miserable out there, and you know
he
that.
Does.
And he does.
He loves
dude,
this.
All
loves
coaches
this
are miserable that don't have players.
But he looks extra miserable.
Because he maybe didn't thought it was going to be this bad?
There's no way he thought it was going to be this bad.
I mean, look, here's what normally happens when a new coach comes in. There's a level of, you know, adjustment that everybody has mm-hmm. to make. Either the coaches with what they're trying to teach the players to do, how they're trying to figure out who can do what they do best, and an adjustment by the players who were used to doing things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's an adjustment. But the one thing that will always get you through those times is talent. So you can get away with things not clicking right away because you have some talent. There's no talent. None. Maybe one or two guys, and they aren't like elite talent. They're just good talent in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
It's always guys that transfer in too.
And so from that standpoint, that's why this looks the way it does.
Well, yesterday, Mario Cristobal was basically asked, because there's been some grumbling from some parents on Twitter. I think there was one with, was it Keyshawn Smith's mom?
Why can't my Pookie play? That's what they say? My Pookie should be playing. He the best y'all got.
Do you remember when it was alleged, Stunt Steve? Did she say Josh Gattis like walked into the meeting and said everybody was bums, basically?
He basically berated the offense and said that they weren't doing their job. Probably said it a lot meaner.
But wait.
But still.
Hold on.
Don't have your mom fight.
Last time I checked, it's football. And the only time you can have a problem is if he's lying. Like, if you ain't out there doing your job, or you ain't working at it, or you ain't doing the things you need to do, and your coach say you suck, do something about it.
And then the most recent one was, I think the father, I think it was the kid's a freshman.
He singled out secondary coach Jamil Ade, who mm-hmm. in a deleted post, "You are a piece of work, but it's all good. I'm going to pray for you and your family. You obviously have serious issues." Somebody's dad said that to him.
Yeesh. Like, I don't.
Kids, his son's, I think, coming off an injury as well, so that's probably why they're not even playing him.
But that's just it. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it said Keyshawn Smith's mom criticized offensive coordinator Josh Gattis. She says, "If you're an offensive coordinator who walks into a meeting and tells the team you are the worst team ever, would you still want to play for him? I heard of tough coaches, but this is just stupid. I wonder if USC's coach talks to his team like that."
Yes, because it's football, damn it.
His players are better, though.
What the hell's wrong? Right? It's like, wait. It's okay to support your kid. It's okay to defend your kid. I don't have a problem with that. I would probably defend my kid. But at the end of the day, you have to teach your kid, hey, if you want to get to where you're going, you got to go through here. So start doing what needs to be done. Simple as that. Not defending your kids so he think that the level that he's putting into it is okay, because that's what kids think. oh, I should be playing, but because the coach thinks we're the worst, I'm not. And they come up with these reasons, and none of them are because I ain't working hard enough.
Well, this was Mario Cristobal either yesterday or the day before, and he was asked about the idea of parents speaking out on kids who are not happy with playing time and taking it to social media.
Well, I'm a parent myself, and I think it's important to teach our own children to handle stuff like adults in a face-to-face manner. As it relates to posting on social media, I was raised very different than anything that would relate to anything such as that. But a parent is very free and welcome to come pick up their son if they're not happy with their playing time here at the University of Miami. And I guess that's my philosophy.
Wow. Good. Good.
That's a hell of a pick up your kid.
Can I ask you a question? If these players don't think they have to do something different to get to a place they've never been, and you're complaining about that, right? Then you don't need to be here.
I mean, that's definitely there's no way as a coach you're never going to deal with parents, all parents who are going to be happy.
Oh, sure.
The team's too big.
Everybody thinks that their Pookie is the best, right?
Schmeath and Schmolnick says, Mara, sure talking tough for someone who got curb stomped by Middle Tennessee State.
I mean, look.
It hurts.
Here's what kills me about.
I laugh to keep from crying.
Here's what kills me about this. Man, I remember watching these old Canes teams, and you had running backs 3, 4, 5 deep.
Mm-hmm.
Guys only got 1 or 2 years to play and still end up having success in the league. And all they talked about was the work they put in to try to get a couple of plays.
Mm-hmm.
The work they put in so that when it was their turn, that they would finally,
mm-hmm.
you know, be able to perform. So I don't understand what's so different. That's always been football, right? Just because.
Well, I think what's changed, there's a couple things that changed. One, you can transfer without penalty now. You can go wherever you want.
So go.
Willy-nilly.
Go. You think it's going to be better somewhere else? Here. That's my other point.
I think most of the time it's not. I'm just saying, like, right. Why is mentality changed? Because that's why. They think they could just go wherever.
But it wasn't
always.
It's been like that around here for a while.
Okay? Oh, yeah. It has. No, that's not a sole reason why the Canes have been down way before the transfer.
No, but I'm just saying the parents and the students have complained for years about what, you know, is happening to them when they come to University of Miami. And here's an interesting thought, okay? Just because Pookie was good in high school don't mean he good at Division I football.
Are you only singling out? Is everybody Pookie or is just one person singling out?
Everybody Pookie. Pookie, because you know, because here's the thing. Parents have their little nickname for their baby, right? And so when your baby go into the real world, he got to start working his way around real-time situations, and that's what football is. It forces you into that environment a lot quicker than somebody that goes to college 4 years, right? Teaching them how to complain about their situation ain't the way to go. Because guess what? Everybody gets yelled at if you work at a job, right? Everybody doesn't handle situations like Mike McDaniel. Right? Some coaches are a little firmer with how they do things. Right? When you complain about the way the coach goes about things, you're assuming that your kid is doing everything right.
Mm.
Okay?
I think the only thing that would have me concerned, though, as a Canes fan with Mario is, like, why is there – like, some kids got to play. Like, you know, like, is it everybody's miserable? Everybody doesn't like the way that he handles things? How is he not able to get in touch with – in tune with anybody. And when I say in touch, I mean not to the point of getting run off the field by Middle Tennessee State.
You keep saying that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm going to keep saying this. They're not good enough. And you don't want to accept that, okay? You don't want to accept that they had to win a game against Virginia without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, they went three games without scoring a touchdown.
Right.
Remember what he sounded like?
Right. But my point is that there's a reason behind that. It ain't setting stuff up. right? And so from that standpoint, for anybody to have a problem with what he's doing, you're making it sound like if my kid played, we'd be better. They see your kid every day. They know what's up. And then you have to set, here's the other thing you have to do when you're a coach and you come into a new situation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set the tone for how things are going to be for the next 10 years, how things are going to be done, what you are going to allow in your building or what you're not going to allow. And you have to be firm with that. So there may be some players that think, I'm so good, I can do whatever I want.
Counterpoint to that, though, would be if I was a parent and I did see my kid wasn't playing and then I saw my team get run off the field by Middle Tennessee State, of course I'm going to think my kid could have made a difference.
You're going to wonder, no.
Keyshawn Smith was playing. He was playing against Middle Tennessee. I'm not just making it about Keyshawn Smith.
Here's what you're going to do, for any parents that are upset.
Because you automatically think that your kid is supposed to be playing. And the question should be, and here's what my dad would ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why aren't you playing? Right?
Could be politics. You remember Varsity Blues? And Mox didn't play.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the problem.
Well, John Voight, he had his quarterback.
If the coach's job is to win and you help him win because you're doing all the right things and you're not playing, shame on the coach.
John Voight would be like, you're just like your daddy. Got a smart mouth.
First of all, what kind of movie was successful with John Voight as the coach?
Oh, John Voight was a bastard. He was the worst coach in the world.
You know who Angelina Jolie's dad?
That's right.
Right.
Who would want to play for that guy?
Oh, he was bad, dude. But he won. He got results.
You know what?
Juicing up all his players.
Y'all know at how physical I play. Right? Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You know who's the most terrifying man at Michigan?
Hmm?
Bo Schembechler. He was 5'8", had about 3 bypass surgeries, and he was still had everybody on pins and needles.
3 bypass surgeries?
Yes.
3?
3.
He's ready to kick your ass.
Stubborn.
Dude, I'm telling you, one time we went for Christmas and came back, and they say, well, Bo, you know, he's not coming to the bowl game. Right.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He had to get surgery.
He had to get bypass. I'm telling you. But that dude was terrifying. But here's the deal. Right? There is no person.
Well, I definitely think that we have. I don't mean to be like on my long guy because I'm getting in that tweener age, though. I'm starting to get older. My kids are going to have social media soon enough and all that stuff. Like, there's a respect for authority that I do think is not there as much as it was back when you were in day. Like, people will film people yelling at them now and say, what are you going to do? I'm filming you.
Yeah.
You know?
And so. But here's the thing. In football, unlike any other sport, you have 100, especially college athletics, you have 100 plus guys on a football team, right? So you have to make sure everybody's on the same page. That in itself is the hardest job of a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, and if they're not, you got to make decisions that maybe this guy is the best guy for the job, for the position. Right? But this is what we're doing and he hasn't bought in. That's not on the coach. That's on the player because we all know if you want to do something, then you got to play ball and you got to do it to get yourself in that position.
We'll take a quick break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies.
You know what I'm going to play?
Find the meatball.
I'm going to play Swedish meatball or not Swedish meatball.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Got to do everybody's job for them.
Unbelievable.
See what happens when there's a potluck?
Show ponies.
Showing up willy-nilly whenever they want to.
I found the meat.
Oh, man. Hey, Odyssey Beach Festival is coming on up, man. Music is coming to the beach at the Odyssey Beach Music Festival. Is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach on December 3rd and 4th. Among those performing are Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World, Machine Gun Kelly, and a whole lot more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling up. Purchase tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Got to tell you.
So you're going to be done for the last hour.
Hey, so looks check like this it. Out. I slapped J-Fig.
Yep.
And wait, I said, J-Fig, I saw some ham.
The second we got to the stairs. He gets so excited because he sees ham. He starts smacking my arm, and I'm like, I possibly have a bruise.
Your child.
From how excited
what?
He was.
Your child.
Wait a minute. Acts like he's never seen food.
Says the guy who skipped through an arena with a churro.
And he skipped through those stairs for ham.
But churro's better than ham.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but still.
Still food.
Stunt Steve pinch hitting today for Marcos. We're playing our favorite Thursday game, Goosies. No Goosies. What do we got today, Stunt Steve?
All right, so for the first one for Goosies, no Goosies, football on Thanksgiving.
Football on Thanksgiving.
Four games, right? Or three? Four.
Let's see. Next.
It used to be three. Now it's four.
Is there a Friday game this year?
I think. Isn't there?
No,
like
it's on. Wait, next it, year? Goes, it goes early game. It goes Cowboys, Detroit.
Three games.
And then they do the NFL Network game.
We got Buffalo at Detroit, New York at Dallas, and New England at Minnesota.
I got to tell you, it's tricky with these Thursday games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get through it, oh, it's like an extra bye week. Oh, man.
You played on Thanksgiving. Your turkey leg was stolen by Randy Moss.
He had three catches. 150 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was like borderline disgusting.
And John Madden loved you. It probably pained
John
him.
John Madden, dude.
Probably pained him not to give you that turkey.
You know
bite.
What's amazing? There's three people, whenever I was somewhere they were, came and said hi to me. John Madden,
mm-hmm.
Pat Summerall,
mm-hmm.
and Jackson.
Which Jackson?
His first name, Keith Jackson.
Oh.
All guys, because Keith Jackson used to do a lot of Michigan games.
That's cool.
And Madden, he didn't really do AFC. He did mostly NFC. So when I got to Minnesota, oh, yeah. And, you know, Pat Summerall used to do the games.
Of course.
Yeah.
Great team.
It was, yeah. So every time I saw him.
So Goosies, Thanksgiving football?
Yes.
Goosies galore, dude.
Yes.
Goosies.
Because here's the plan. Here's how it works. Tell you how it works in my house, right? So you're cooking and you're doing your little finishings, you know, squirting a little butter on the turkey, basting the ham, because at halftime of that first game, it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, you watch the second half, you know, you get your little pecan pie, little sweet potato pie, or whatever white folks eat. Y'all eat pumpkin pie. Yeah.
All right. Like
I don't eat pie.
You don't eat pie?
No.
I like apple pie.
What do you guys do?
Strawberry rhubarb.
We do some.
What?
What's wrong with you? Nothing says I'm an intangible like strawberry rhubarb.
What do you mean?
Really? But dude.
It's delicious.
In all my 54 years of living, I've never had rhubarb pie.
Why?
Because it sounds.
I like bitter stuff. It's like a root.
Right.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
And with strawberries. Like you got the sweet and the sour.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what are you talking about?
You ever have strawberry rhubarb pie, Stunt Steve?
Is it?
Not,
first
never.
Of all, pie is all about texture.
What about key lime pie?
That's why, see, now here's the kicker. I don't like key lime pie. I like key lime cheesecake, but not key lime pie because it's too mushy. It's like lemon meringue pie. So, but I love key lime cheesecake. So it's just a texture thing.
I got you.
Right? So, look, here's the deal.
Think the Dolphins will be on Thanksgiving next year because of Tua?
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, do they have a chance to get on one of the games?
It has nothing to do with that.
Well, it's always the Lions and the Cowboys.
It's always the Lions and the Cowboys and then, who's ever up on that Thursday night.
But then they got a mystery game.
I mean, no. in that case, maybe. Get a night game. That'd be nice.
No, but it's always who didn't play on Thursday. Just use everybody has to play on Thursday.
Is that how it works for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I thought Thanksgiving is like Christmas. It's like a special
one.
You sure?
No, you don't play two Thursday games.
Because they're doing the Dolphins got a Christmas game this year.
Yeah, that's because Christmas on Sunday.
No, but I don't think they're doing Sunday games this year.
They're doing Saturdays?
It's only three games.
I think it's three games.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, Goosey's J-Fig football on Thanksgiving?
Yep.
What about you, Stunt Steve?
Goosey.
Super Gooseys.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Gooseys galore.
I actually have a question, Leroy.
Huh?
So you watch football as you're eating or in between breaks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Since you doze off here once you finish eating, do you doze off while you're watching football?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Are you
that's like that's a tradition unlike any other.
Imagine he wakes up, Leroy in the crowd's like,
he wakes up so at halftime of the Cowboys game.
So I'm done cooking, right? I make sure everybody got theirs. And they're sitting like we put a long table outside.
I do that too.
And then, you know, they're eating. I turn on that TV, and then I sneak on. You know, we say a little prayer. Thank everybody for coming. And then I take my little tray, go sit inside where I can hear, watch TV. And then when they come out, I might have some spaghetti on my face, some ham juice dripping down.
Some like, cranberry sauce.
I've been cooking since 5. Yeah. And what? Here's the other thing. Okay, nobody cares if it's homemade. My wife likes to make homemade cranberry sauce. Ugh. I want the crap that looks like Jell-O.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know why. It's not the healthiest, but I think you can mash it on into your fork, pick up some food. Perfect.
I don't want to
eat little cranberries.
When I think of cranberry sauce, I think about the time Tobin and Amber were throwing them at Zaslow and Robert.
What?
Because of the humiliation pool.
We had a slingshot.
A cranberry? No, not cranberry.
Is it on YouTube? I think it is.
It might be.
It's either on YouTube or it's on Twitter.
So you would throw spin like cranberries at them?
We took I bought a bunch of like the gelatinous cranberry sauces.
Publix ones.
Which is the
and
best.
I put them in the slingshot and we would pull it back and I had to fire it at Romberg and Zaslow. But I didn't realize the firepower that this slingshot had, so we just had to go to throws because it really would have killed them.
But it explodes on contact.
Yeah, but you don't realize they're thick. It hurts. I think I got Romberg once.
One of those things that we don't think about until we actually do it.
Yeah,
Fruit Ninja.
It was a good idea in theory.
Yeah, how come I'm the only one it cost $600?
Dude, I was laughing the other day because the karate hottie Michelle Waterson was playing Fruit Ninja, but she did it such a smarter way. She was just using her fists. And I was like, you know what? Probably should have gone that route. We wouldn't have broken a car.
Yeah.
Either way, what's number two?
Going around the table to say something you're thankful for.
No Gooseys. You guys know what I'm thankful for. I mean, this year I feel like if I were to do that, I'm going to be thankful for Mike McDaniel and Tua and Cheetah.
What about
and Chris Greer
and Penguin
and Waddle and
Sealer and out up.
Our friend Zach Sealer. Like that's what I'm going to be thankful for. But I feel like I'm going to get dirty looks.
Here's my deal with that.
Poppy Van Ginkle.
Here's what really bothers me about that. If you need a holiday to celebrate the people around you, you're a fraud.
Wow.
No, it's true. Right? You ever go somebody close to you and say, you know what? I appreciate you. Thank you. Right? I mean, we don't need a holiday to do those things. We don't need a holiday to thank somebody for doing a solid for you. But now all of a sudden, because you're in a group, you're going to take the old AT&T path and want everybody to know you give a damn.
AT&T.
Right. So, no. Like, I don't have gooses about it because I know when we stand around the table, if somebody even suggests that, all of a sudden I got to hear a whole bunch of people that ain't never said crap to me all of a sudden be thankful they eat my food.
Yeah.
No.
No gooses.
No gooses.
JFig?
No gooses. I'm thankful for a lot, but that doesn't really give me the goosies.
I agree with Leroy.
No goosies.
I don't need to tell you it on a holiday.
What
I say it every day.
What did Galen want?
Oh, he's just letting us know there's food, as if we didn't already know that.
I
don't think he saw the plates.
Obviously, he's not watching on Twitch.
Does he know who does the show from 10 to 2? I'm going to find the food. And if I can't find none, I'll order some.
We were spotted downstairs for sure.
We were spotted like 5 times before it was open.
I was circling like buzzards around the
like a shark.
Yeah, looking down. Did they open it yet? Are they open? Are they eating?
What's number three, Stunt Steve?
6 feet of snow is expected in Buffalo this weekend.
Goosies galore. This is what they should want. I mean, you guys said you hated the sun, so goosies. Good. Enjoy the snow with your quarterback with his elbow. And I'm sure, listen, he's been the most inaccurate quarterback in the league this year, leading the league in interceptions. I'm sure snow won't deter him at all.
If I may. This plays into the hand of the Cleveland Browns, who can only do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And while everybody's saying that this actually plays in Buffalo's hands because they're from Buffalo, Cleveland gets some pretty bad snow, too.
Yeah.
So I'm picking Cleveland this week, and I don't care about the snow because I think Buffalo may be a tad bit exposed.
Frauds.
I won't say frauds. They're good.
They're overrated. Good.
Can't play in weather.
I was on Zach.
They're not overrated.
I was on Zach Gelb last night. Your friend.
Oh, what?
Gelby.
Wait, you guys were going at it. Now all of a sudden he's.
No, he likes me now.
Oh my goodness.
Because I had you all wrong, and I think the reason why is because I kept the. He's like, give me the top three teams in the AFC, and so obviously I go number three, Ravens, number two, Chiefs. Number one, Dolphins. And he goes, is that a homer pick? Why no Bills? And I said, because I complain about the sun. I'm not going to take you seriously. But because Gelby is a Pats fan, I think he liked it.
Oh, I'm texting him right now.
And now they complain about the snow.
So now you are friends.
He enjoyed my hit. You got the Goosies, J-Fig, from snow in Buffalo?
Definitely. I can't wait.
Yes, I can't wait either. What about you, Stunt Steve?
I'm gonna say no because I just hate the snow. snow's fun in theory. Once you've been around it for like more than 10 minutes, you're like, all right, I've had
enough. No, can I tell you what the key is? If it snows while you're playing, you're fine. But if it snows the night before and then gets colder, that's when the snow is a problem because it's like ice.
Yeah.
So if you're playing football and it starts snowing.
Not apparently, they're thinking about moving it, so we'll see. South.
Can't play in what? No weather?
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want to? He called me an acquaintance. Yeah, he seemed to be chumming it up with me pretty good last night. I don't know.
He can't fake it. He can fake it on a radio show.
Well,
that's what you do.
I don't fake it. As genuine as they come, baby.
Oh, yeah, like you were with Kyle Lowry?
That's my guy.
And
Jovic, that's my guy.
And Jimmy.
Duncan Robinson, that's my guy.
He says, Tyler?
It's like two divorced parents doing what's best for the interest of the kids.
May have gotten the
most like you.
Well, Jimmy Butler said I have beautiful eyes, so it really doesn't matter.
That is true. He did compliment those.
Say that. What?
Why do I feel the most uncomfortable when this happens?
I don't know why you feel uncomfortable. Why can't he compliment my eyes?
It's because you're annoyed that he's complimenting him. That's why. Like, you're gonna enable him.
Yep.
That's why you're angry.
That's what I'm sitting there like, don't.
I'm just
please.
So happy I witnessed don't, it. That I'm was like, the best thing.
I'm like, please don't do this.
More people enable me than they do what you think is gonna happen, which is embarrass me.
Right.
So
I know. I cannot explain
mm-hmm.
how every time I've gone out of my way to make it worse for you. Something happens and you come out smelling like a rose.
Me and Gogi are friends now. He follows me on Instagram.
Kyle Lowry. I couldn't wait. As soon as Kyle Lowry came on, he started talking about golf.
Hey, here's some golf.
We never even got to the point where he said Kyle Lowry had a fat ass. Right?
Even what I was worried about. I thought you were gonna tell him about never wanted him.
And now you have that he called him a squirrel.
Yeah.
Final hour of the show coming up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.